Lake Champlain International Executive Director James Ellers is known in Vermont for his outspoken environmental advocacy, especially when it comes to the state's waters. He has never held elective office, but last July announced he would challenge first-term Republican Governor Phil Scott. Ellers, a Democrat, says he entered the race because he feels the people's voice is missing from the governor's office.
Quite frankly, the people's voice has been missing in Montpelier for quite some time now when it comes to gubernatorial leadership. And I felt an obligation to lead by example.
But you've never held elective office, so why step into Vermont's highest office for your first elective office?
Mostly because it's the executive branch that is empowered or ready to address many of the things I've been working on for the last 25 years. Inequality in our economy, our lack of environmental enforcement, all of these issues are issues that a governor could address right now with really no need for any new laws. But when we have candidates beholden to corporations and polluters, well, we wind up with the state of the situation we have now. And leading a government the size of the state of Vermont is not something that's out of the realm for somebody like myself with the experience I bring as a naval officer and, quite frankly, with my business experience and my years in the policy arena behind the scenes in Montpelier and Washington, D.C.
Most people know you for your environmental and advocacy for Lake Champlain. Are people surprised when you talk about other issues? Has your environmental advocacy been a disadvantage when you're on the campaign trail?
My advocacy was never just for Lake Champlain. It was for water. And water is what binds us all. And it's the most fundamental necessity for life. And the destruction of our public waters, our recreational waters, our drinking water supplies, that's all just symptomatic of a rigged, broken, dysfunctional economy. It was not morally possible for me to stand by and continue to watch the destruction of the state I love.
At this point in the campaign, you're facing two Democratic challengers in a primary. In the latest fundraising report, Christine Hallquist is outraising your campaign significantly. How optimistic are you that you will win the primary and be able to challenge Governor Scott in the general election?
I'm very confident because in Vermont, we still count one person, one vote, and I think Vermonters are sick of the influence of big money, and governing is about having the support of the many, not the support of the few. And that's what that filing shows right now, is the support of the few, the privileged few. So there is a whole lot of opportunity when we put people first. If my two other main opponents in this race want to engage in a race to the bottom with other states that are willing to sacrifice their people and their environment, well, Vermonters are going to have a really clear choice, both in the Democratic primary and then again in the general election. And I have great faith that Vermonters are proud of this state and that we can invest in our people and in our special places to start up Vermont, because anyone who's ever run a business knows that it requires investment. And I believe we can invest and nurture what makes this place special. Our greatest resource is our people and another pun, our natural resources. And no one else can compete with that. And when we invest in those two areas, then we're going to attract more opportunities. But I want to invest in Vermonters, not corporations that are going to take their profits and then head out of town.
Ellers faces former utility CEO Christine Hallquist and 13-year-old Ethan Sonborn of Bristol in the Democratic primary. Republican Keith Stern is challenging incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott, who has not announced his re-election plans but is expected to seek a second term. The primary is in August. You can hear more candidate interviews at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.